Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Laura Carboni, Chris Petris, and Jordan Scott from the Gill Tavern. I live in Turner's Falls, so Gill is really easy for me to get to. You might not live as close, and you should go to Gill, and here's a couple of good reasons. One, strawberry picking season.
I can't believe you just said that, because I was saying to them that I am going to now schedule my strawberry picking, which I like to do it up in Gill. I'm going to do it on Sunday, because they're open for brunch at 10 a.m.
You can make a day of it. If Cliff will let you in to pick early, you go
That's true.
Relax at the Gill Tavern, which has an amazing Sunday brunch. Laura, talk a little bit about the history of how that happened. A lot of people associate it with the People's Pint, and it does have that as part of its history. But even previous to that, it was a general store?
That's right. It was the general store for many years. Alden Booth and Lisa Greenow, who own the People's Pint, also live in Gill. They bought it to revitalize it. The part that did the best was some of the food, the sandwiches they were making. At a certain point, they realized that that was the part that was really going to make the most sense for Gill. And so I worked with them from the beginning to set it up. It was 4.5 years that I ran it. And then my husband and I, Chris, we bought the business about a year and a half ago.
And, Chris, and you brought Chris really with you.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Now, Chris, were you planning on being a restaurateur? Do you have a background in that at all? Or
nothing to speak of. So my role is largely in growing food for the restaurant. We have at our homestead about a third of an acre in cultivation and growing. And we've been developing some beds out back behind the tavern for instant gratification, so to speak. Not going to get much fresher than that. One customer told me, and this is very sweet, that she had this bucolic drive through Gill, past the fields, just a lovely day. And pulling up to the tavern, she saw the chef out back harvesting some kale. And she thought, that's going to be a good meal.
And the chef now at the Gill Tavern is Jordan Scott, who's also in the studio here. Jordan, this looks amazing. What did you bring here to bribe me with, which I totally appreciate?
That's an antipasto plate from the tavern. It's made with asparagus that Chris grew in his gardens that I've pickled, as well as some ramps that came from Bucking Bull Farm that were lacto-fermented.
If I eat them, I'm going to feel Bucking Bull.
As well as two cheeses from Upping Gill Farm. We have their blue cheese and their Gouda and pork rillettes from local farm as well.
Chris, who is one of the co-owners, you mentioned that you grow. Is that something you were doing before you became a restaurateur?
Yes, that's something I've been doing for last 12 years or so.
And now what seems interesting is that you went from wanting to grow and then becoming a restaurateur. Jordan Scott, you are a chef and now have inspired your own father to become a grower. Is that
nepotism? I mean, what's going on?
What happened?
I came back. I'd been working in Texas for a while, different restaurants, made it back here, kind of reconnected with my dad, and he'd been growing for himself for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But after I was working at the tavern for about a year, he started expanding upon that, realized how much he loved what he could produce for us, and he was provided with more restaurant contacts in the area that he could sell to, and decided to take it a step further. He started raising pigs and chickens, as well as turning what had been a small garden into a decent-sized farm, and he's doing farmers markets and as well as providing a lot of greens to us. We've bought whole pigs from him and eggs as well. It's great.
So it's kind of an interesting story for those of us who are parents in the studio. Like, where are they going to take us?
Yeah. Hopefully my children will be famous actors and they'll give me some bit roles in their movies. I'll be like the crotchety old man. You kids! Jordan Scott, Chris Petris, and Laura Carboni from the Gill Tavern. Now, you made me, Jordan, an antipasto dish. I can't let it go without saying that, Laura, you're real Italian. Like, I'm Italian-American, but you're real, like, I speak Italian. You're from Italy.
The real deal.
Did you come over from Italy, or?
I did. Yeah. Yes. We moved when I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh. So how does this stack up antipasto-wise? Where's the anchovies?
This one's actually kind of more of a valley antipasto plate, which is, you know, that's what makes it special.
It's pro-pasto.
Yes.
And this, I should say again, this antipasto is fantastic. What is that spread again?
That's a pork rillettes. It's a pork confit spread.
And we were so lucky. We live in the valley. We have this abundance of produce and, like, you know, the cheeses. And they're, you know, a little bit different than what you get from Italy. But we can do different creative things with them. So we're just blessed to have that. Are you going to try that or keep looking
at
that?
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I've never had pickled asparagus. It will make my urine smell like pickled asparagus as opposed to just
it's
asparagus.
A treat.
Yeah, well, it'll really be a treat.
That's how you know you're healthy.
And so you're open Wednesday through Sunday for dinners and then a brunch on
Sunday? Yeah, we're open Wednesday through Sunday for dinner at 5 p.m. and then our brunch is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's a lot of fun. And we have an outdoor patio, which is great now. That's really in full force. So you can come outside, you know, have a drink, stay for a meal, and enjoy. We've got mimosas and Bloody Marys, and you really can't beat that on a Sunday.
Especially if you've been strawberry picking it up in Gill right down the street. You know what I mean?
Cool
I just made your weekend for you. Laura Carboni, Chris Petris, and Jordan Scott from the Gill Tavern, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Buylocalfood.org.